contains mature content and may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Music, Chris. That's it.
That all I was doing was making it easy for the cleanup woman.
Ah, good evening, Bahamas. We are on the cusp of 53 years of greatness. Men and women that have shaped the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. I think it's a fantastic feat to have survived 53 years as an independent nation. And we are going to have a different type of conversation next week. We're going to talk about independence and celebration and what culture is and who culture is, who we is as a culture. But this evening, Commonwealth of the Bahamas, we are going to have a different type of conversation. We're going to have a conversation with a woman who brings us the razzle and the dazzle. She brings us Kelly Price and reggae artist, and she has expertise in money laundering. I tell you, she is a jack of all trades. Our guest tonight is a dynamic communications and media professional whose career spans television, radio, live events, public relations, production, and business development. From mastering on-air etiquette to hosting television programs, producing engaging content, managing artists, coordinating major concerts and events, and overseeing stage management, she understands what it is to bring powerful productions to life. She's also the mother of one Rani, all right? Her expertise also extends beyond media. She is a certified anti-money laundering specialist, CAMS. She brings valuable insight into compliance and professional ethics. Add to that her experience in business, startup, project management, facilitation, and organizational development, and you have someone whose career is built on leadership, strategy, and execution. Please join me in welcoming Keyshan Fowler, AABACAMSMOTHERGIRLFRIEND. What else we could add to the end of your name, Keyshan?
Hopefully before the year is out, you will add CCAS.
What that mean, Keyshan?
Certified Crypto Asset Anti-Financial Crime Specialist.
I mean, well, I just want you all to know in 2 years, you all could add to the end of the beginning of my name, Doctor.
Oh, yes.
Doc, can you imagine Dr. Delaveau?
Listen.
My God, on today. You think so?
I look good on you.
Sensei, guess if you know.
That's how it's being.
My God, on today.
That's all you ever needed. A good man.
A good man, Savannah.
A good man, Savannah.
Keyshan, say good evening to my guests. It is a pleasure to have you here. Now, Keyshan, Say good evening.
Good evening, Bahamas. Good evening. It's a pleasure to be here in your company.
Keyshan.
Yes.
You remember when we used to run?
Oh.
In Mommy House.
Oh, yes.
And by at Wendy,
uh-huh.
Barefoot, Keyshan. Uh-huh.
We go way back.
Keyshan, and Wendy, you have 8,000 rooms in the house.
8,000 rooms.
Right, and 40,000 Christmas tree.
I could tell you that.
And all of this other good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But Keyshan, what stands out most is that you are a mother, mm-hmm. and I see how you raised Rani. Yes. I saw Rani at another radio station recently,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't realize that was him until the child turned and said, Rani, this you? And everybody in the room said, well, you know, he's a X, Y, and Z baby. I said, yes, mm-hmm. I do know.
Absolutely.
Now, Keyshan.
Yes.
Your career is built in media, events, business development, anti-money laundering, mm-hmm. compliance.
Mm-hmm.
And you from Yellow Elder. They think nothing good has come out of East Street, Yellow Elder. But some good things have come
out. Absolutely.
Keyshawn, tell the people what all you just do.
Whew.
Give me a 30-second elevator pitch. Tell me everything. Tell us everything.
Well, I am a woman mm-hmm. that started out trying to find her path.
Yes.
And I did just that. And today I wear many hats in media and finance, in financial investigations, in business facilitation, in event production. I started out as a 16-year-old in radio on, you know,
the mother station.
The mother station.
Right.
As a co-host on Saturdays, and I got my feet wet there. And in conjunction with that, I did my job training there. So like I say, from the age of 16, I honed that talent of being able to broadcast on the radio. But it wasn't until in my early 20s, I got that big break I've been longing for. And Could I tell you? During that period, I was trying to get on every radio station, including Guardian. But I leave that right there. But nothing before
it's time.
Nothing before it's time.
Yes.
And I got that break on the mother station, and I started out. And listen, that was like the dream come through for me. I enjoyed that experience. But I knew that there was more to life than just being on the radio. During that time, you know, I found myself being a young mother at the age of 20, in the middle of my college semester, pregnant. Okay. And the young fella decided that he wanted to come early. So, of course, I had to balance, you know, bringing forth a premature baby.
Oh, Ronnie premature?
Yes, I had him at 6 months.
Ronnie survived at 6 months?
At 6 months, he survived.
You know, I had triplets, Keyshawn.
I know that story.
Oh, yeah. You know that story, Keyshawn.
Of course. Yes, I remember that story. I remember your mother sitting in my living room talking about Kenra.
Kenra.
See, they don't know that.
They don't know me as Kenra.
They don't know Kenra.
Because my mother don't even call me that. She say, my name, like I have two names on my birth certificate. You know, I named Kenra. And then I name Kendika and uh-huh. Kendanika. I have all kind of names, Keyshawn.
All type of names. Yes. I tell people I only know Kenra.
Yes.
Kenra.
Yes, Keyshawn.
And, you know, I decided that, you know, after he got, you know, a certain age, I would go back and finish my degree. And so my first degree is actually in human resource management.
So you could work in HR.
I could work in HR.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So my first degree is in HR. And can I tell you, while in my studio many days, I just saw myself around the table in a boardroom.
Yes.
I just kept seeing that for me.
Right.
And I you know, I graduated from college and I decided that, okay, it's time to go back.
Yes.
And, you know, that's when I decided to do my bachelor's in business management with finance. And, you know, not too long after that, opportunity presented itself for me to leave and venture out in the private sector. And, you know, in doing that, I got the opportunity to, you know, start that the Bahamas' participation in Expo 2020 Dubai.
Absolutely.
And, yes, I was behind the administration and marketing and liaison for that that program. And, of course, you know, the pandemic came. And that pulled a big halt on that project. But luckily, it went on.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
You know, you're a lady who always used to be in Dubai during that.
I had to, because I had to take a night out of daddy.
Absolutely.
Right.
And so that was an amazing experience. And that's when I realized in that moment that there was absolutely nothing I couldn't do. I did not want to ever put myself in a box, and I never wanted people to put me in a box, because I have to credit Dr. Tyrone McKenzie. He gave me an opportunity to expand my horizon, and one of the things he always said, there's nothing you cannot learn.
Mm-hmm.
So don't ever put yourself in a box.
Right.
And so here I am as a, you know, well, they say once a broadcaster, always a broadcaster, doing that and then venturing out. I was like, okay, this is me.
This could work.
This could work.
So, Keyshawn, how did the three of the questions that I have, because I have 21 questions that have been in my inbox, right?
Mm-hmm.
The ultimate question is, and you are renowned for production.
Mm-hmm.
Forget the anti-money laundering. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's that is another level of what you are encompassed, right? But I want to find out from you. You talk about production, and when people speak about production, mm-hmm. they say that you put on excellent events.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like not no $2 event. Like you handle the big boys.
Yes.
How did you get into that, Keyshawn? Who entrusts you with that?
Woo.
How did you get your foot in that? How you get in people business?
Well, could I tell you, could I go back from I was 16,
mm-hmm.
16, 17. I could always remember there was this guy, he normally had events back in the day and he would hire me to promote it.
Right.
And I was like, okay, cool. I did that. You know, that's like when social media was just becoming a thing.
Right.
And, you know, I gave it a rest. And then I always found myself around the Baker Boys.
Baker?
The Baker Boys.
Oh, Baker Boys.
Yeah, the ultimate musical experience.
Yeah, the CD and the DVD. Yes.
Of course.
He's turning on nothing but CD.
They don't know nothing about that. And like they're my big brothers.
Okay.
They are my big brothers. So being around them and seeing how they operate and having the concerts on in Nassau and on the Family Islands, that always sparked my interest. But how I got into it full time, I have to give credit to Dwight Dean.
Mm-hmm.
So Dwight, funny story. I listened to, ashamed to say this, but I listened to a promotion that they were promoting a concert.
Mm-hmm.
And I made a plea out on Facebook. And I said, whoever is behind this concert,
mm-hmm.
I am willing to do this for free.
Right.
Because I was not pleased with what I was.
This was the concert that was a couple of
years ago.
Yes. Okay.
Years ago.
Yes.
Right? And that is how I got started. And I just wanted, my Grammy always said you just need a foot
in the door. Yes.
So I just needed a foot in the door.
Estelle. All right.
Estelle Bonamy.
Right.
All right. I just needed a foot in the door. And once I get my foot in the door, I know within me, I can prove myself because ain't nothing I don't think I could do or figure out. That's just my mindset.
Keyshawn, like, I didn't know that you did all of these things, because I always would say, like, Keyshawn, what do you do? And then you would always give me some weird Islamic response. Like Keyshawn, you like,
I just love,
are you running from the FBI? You can't just answer my question. Like, what you do, girl?
I just love to be quietly in the background.
Yeah, but Keyshawn, you know, being quietly in the background and like answering a question or two different things.
I answered you. You just didn't remember.
I really didn't remember, Keyshawn. I didn't understand.
Well,
I didn't
okay,
remember.
Okay, I'll give you a lie, because most people say that I still work at the mother station.
Really?
Yes.
I know better than that.
Yeah, and it's been 7 years.
I know better than that.
Yes.
Is it your voice, Keyshawn?
Maybe. You know, I try to keep current despite not being on. I've also had the opportunity to be a TV talk show host.
Yes.
So I've done that. And then persons got a kick when they discovered me on TikTok. So from I posted old videos of my time on air. I did demos of me reading community announcements. And they're like, oh, okay, that's
read
you.
A community, like, read that bottle for me. Don't read the bottle. Finish talking what you say, Keyshawn.
You know, doing that, and then I started to do my weather report. So mm-hmm. everyone loved that on TikTok.
Because
so
weather's sometimes boring.
Yes, but I make it exciting.
Right.
And just recently, I did a twist with the opening of Parliament, with the fashion. So everyone loved that.
The fashion was fashioning.
Yeah, the fashion was fashioning.
Yeah.
And so I just try to keep current in those arena, but just going back to the concerts, I have had the privilege of being the public relations and artist affairs manager for most major concerts in the Bahamas for the past few years.
Okay, that is fantastic. We're going to take a quick break. Chris, I want when we come back, I want that song from Kelly Price.
He proposed to me. He proposed with a diamond ring.
That's it.
And I started crying.
I loved it. I loved it. Good evening, ladies and gents. You're listening to Kenny's Corner here in Guardian Radio 96.9. Fresh news, smart talk all day. We're going to come back and have some more conversation with Keyshan. She is a woman of all trades. I want us to understand that being a woman doesn't encompass wearing one hat. Mm-hmm. Because in order to get it done and to survive in this particular lifestyle and economy,
We
have to do it all. We're going to be right back. You're listening to Mrs. Kendini Delavo on Guardian Radio 96.9.
And anybody to try and move me.
Darling, in you I found strength where I was torn down. Don't know what's in store, but together we can open any door. Just do what's good for you.
Come on, darling.
And inspire you a little higher.
I know you can make a man out of this soul and then have a goal.
Cause we got the right foundation. And we're love.
Be ready with Duracell. Be ready when the power goes out this hurricane season with Duracell, the battery that lasts up to 10 times longer. Purchase your Duracell batteries at your local neighborhood stores, service stations, and all major retailers. Duracell, distributed by ACH Pritchard Limited. So, be ready with Duracell.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
Girl, Junior just showed me Bulla Boy in his phone.
What you mean? He take picture of that good for nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bulla hair, you say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there cause the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police won't find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and it will go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas so you can call and nobody knows you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried the other day and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick round the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Was Valentine's Day, February the 14th. My baby took me to a special place, said he had a surprise for me. He told me to close my eyes so that I could not see. And when I opened them up, he was on one knee, reaching for my hand.
That's when he proposed to me. He proposed with the diamond ring.
I started crying. Tears filled my eyes.
Kissed it on my finger and I said yes.
I'll never forget that night.
Good evening. Good evening, Bahamas. I'm trying to set the mood later. You know, there's been so many traffic fatalities. And I think that that is probably the cruelest way in which to come to one's demise, because it's almost as if you see your unaliveness right before your eyes. And it's very sobering. But I'm trying to set the mood tonight in terms of our music, because you never know how you're going to leave the house. This may not be the way that you come back. Oh, so yeah. when you hang up from your loved ones and your girlfriends and everything else, or your significant other, make sure that you say, "I love you." Make sure you say, "Hey, I thinking about you today. I just call in to check on you." Check on your strong friends.
Oh, yes.
So I had the opportunity to host the wedding for Kai Jones this weekend. I did his welcome reception and I did his actual nuptials on Sunday. And there were so many flowers. His mother said, "Take some of these flowers because we will never get to use it." She had fresh flowers everywhere.
Wow.
And so I go to my mom at least twice a week. And I took mommy. Mommy loves white. Mommy loved white flowers, white roses especially. And so I took some today and I put on the grave for mommy. And I looked around in the grave, and do you know that there was nobody there but me, as it usually is, other than the workers?
Wow.
And there was this guy. He passed me. He said, "You here early today?" Because it was early in the morning. He said, "You here early today?" I said, "Yeah, I can see you on Friday." He said, "I'll see you Friday." I said, "Yeah, I can see you Friday," because we normally see each other.
Wow.
He's a worker in the Catholic cemetery, and we always see each other. But I just want to impart on people, for the general public that's listening, say, "I love you." Forgive. It makes no sense holding malice. Let some things you just have to let go and just move on with life, because life is short and it is absolutely but a vapor. Now, Keyshan, you've assisted with business startups and project execution. What common mistakes do you think entrepreneurs make early in their stages of business?
A lot of business, I find, do not create business plans.
No.
I think people go into business, they start businesses without actually sitting down and executing a proper business plan. They think of an idea and they say, "You know what, let me go to Inland Revenue and I'm going to get my business license and I'm going to start."
Right.
No.
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 No, you have to have a plan.
You have to have a plan. And anything you do, you have to have a plan.
Okay. Now, do you think that we are afraid to ask for help?
I don't think we are afraid to ask for help, you know. I think sometimes we are afraid of the rejection we may get.
The worst a person could say is no.
The worst they can say is no. And a lot of us, including myself, early on in my life, I had the fear of rejection. And I had to literally coach myself. Yeah, the most they could say is no. You swallow that and you keep it moving.
Keep it moving.
But a lot of people are afraid, or not afraid, but they don't like to ask for help because of that no.
Okay.
Because of the pushback sometimes people on the next end may get. So here it is. Someone want to get into public relations or to be on the radio. And they come to you and say, "Hey, like, could you give me some tips? Tell me how I can get in this business." And, "Well, I had to figure it out for myself." Or people ain't interested in hearing that you had to figure. Yes, you had to figure it out on your own. Fine. But a little tip here and there
will not kill you.
It will not kill you.
I find that you'll be in certain spaces, right?
Mm-hmm.
And everybody thinks that they're professional in your profession.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to find a way to say to them, "I got this."
Mm-hmm.
You can have a seat.
Absolutely.
Do you find that people think that they can do your job better than you? And what is usually your response?
People could think whatever they want to think, honestly.
Right.
I don't get in the way of what people think. One of the things I always do, I own my space.
Yes.
I own my space. No one can come in my space and take over my space.
No.
You could think that. You could act that way. That's on you. I really don't care
about. Is that because of your upbringing from your grandmother, or that's just how you are?
I think that's just who I am, and I know what I bring, and so that's just it.
It is what it is.
Yeah, I think I can't waste anytime worried about the next person.
Right.
That's like running a race.
Right.
Because if that's the finish line, you next to me, I can't do that. I got to keep focused. I'm not looking left and I'm looking right. Because at the end of the day, I have created a theme for my life.
These are some text messages that have come in.
Okay.
That is a great Cat Island gal, gifted lady on your show. She's not using her talent to the max. She is very talented. This next text reads, I'm not sure she knows how gifted she is. This next text reads, but Kenny, she does sound like a Jill of all trades. Her reach almost as marvelous as yours. I want her to read that bottle too. But Kenny, speaking of voices, you can't unhear Welcome to the Islands. Let me say it for you. Welcome to the Islands of the Bahamas. Y'all like how it sounded. I like how it sounded too. Listen to me. This text reads, life is short. This city called Nassau will end your life short if you do not know God. Many persons on this city seems to be possessed. Okay. All right. That is a possibility. Mm-hmm. Kenny, please tell Keyshawn, we from Yellow Weldon, we listening, we outside under the tree. Where's that, Keyshawn?
I wonder. There's many trees. Which one?
What tree y'all under listening to, Keyshawn? Because, I mean, if I have the fellas from Yellow Weldon listening, y'all have to let me know. Let me know what's popping. Okay. This next text reads, Kenny and Keyshawn, y'all should do a podcast on sex. What?
Wow.
Keyshawn. How we get to sex?
I know how we get to sex, but you know I'm always down for relationship talks
relationships.
I'm always open to that. You know, I tell you, I grew up in the era. Rest in peace to Don Juan on a Sunday,
and
Kirk Johnson, Matters of the Heart. Like that.
Remember
me.
Matters of the Heart on Sunday when I get out of mass on Sunday.
Yeah,
Kirk was on by 11:30, 12 o'clock, man.
Yep.
And they were playing that nice sweet music, and you could make your macaroni and cheese be in the kitchen. Then when your husband come home, you get a little touch. Oh man,
yeah,
that was the good old days.
That was the good old days, and I was fortunate to know these guys and come up under
them. But Keyshawn, we don't have that anymore. These young people don't know what music is.
Listen, they don't know what music is. And if anyone has ever followed me on TikTok, I've created numerous videos because we don't have radio etiquette. It is gone out of the window, especially during the mix shows. You talking over the songs while they're playing. I cannot stand that.
Mm.
You don't know how to call the time on the air.
Right.
Yeah. I cringe. There's no way I need to hear. It's 45 minutes past 9 o'clock. 45? We're 15 minutes to the hour.
We're 15 minutes to the hour, ladies
yes.
and gents. Yeah. Yeah, but not everybody understands that. Everybody thinks that they are a host.
Yes.
Everybody thinks that they're a journalist. And sometimes I walk around with it in my phone. Do you see this? This says Masters in Communication.
Uh-huh.
This says BA in Journalism from Clark Atlanta University. Mm-hmm. Have several seats.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Keyshawn, this is another question that we have for you.
Mm-hmm.
Facilitator, what are the most important professional skills young people should have to develop and remain competitive? Because you have to sharpen your skills. Iron sharpens iron. What do you do to remain competitive?
My grandmother, and I always have to reference my grandmother.
Yes, yes.
It's good to know.
Relationships
matter.
Talk it. Tell the story.
Relationships matter.
Yes.
One of the things I do, I bridge the gap. I bridge the gap.
Okay.
So people, anyone in my space know me as the resourceful person. Keyshawn, know that person. Keyshawn, know that person. Keyshawn, been there. Keyshawn. High chances are Keyshawn knows.
Okay.
So that is how my business facilitation came about, because I was like, okay, here I am being this resourceful person to everyone. I might as well turn this into a crap. I might as well turn this into a moneymaker.
Make some corn.
I gotta make some corn because the young man is very expensive. He's very expensive.
Okay.
You
okay.
know, Ronnie, just like me, Ronnie into everything.
Okay.
So I have to feed into that. And of course, sooner or later, I have to build a mortuary because
Ronnie says he wants to be a mortician.
He wants to be a mortician. So these are the things I had to take advantage of. So building relationship is super important. And I think we take that for granted. When you meet someone, you don't have to necessarily be friends with them, you know. But I meet you today and I build a relationship. Thank you. Thank you for serving me. I remember you. I go back to you. That's how I build that relationship.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Now, you've worked extensively in the concert arena and live events.
Yes.
I want you to explain the importance of public relations, artist affairs, and stage management in delivering successful production, because you have artists, and some of the artists will know you have 15 minutes to perform, and they try to bully their time, and they go beyond that. Do you just simply cut the music? Or do you say, get him off the stage or get her off the stage? What do you do? Do you read the room and you see that this person is, the crowd is not responding, but they will not leave the stage. What do you do?
Kendanique, Kenra, Kendika.
Yes.
I've worked along with Ronald Sims.
As I.
Okay.
Ministry of Tourism.
Barefoot.
Barefoot Bandit.
Yes. And I've watched Barefoot in action. But I'll go back to breaking it down. Public relations, artist affairs.
And stage management.
And stage management. So in the capacity of a public relations, especially when dealing with concerts, you have to sell it.
Right.
You have to sell it. And people think you just come on the air and you just talk.
Right.
You have to have the personality. You have to have the words. You have to have the tune. Tune is everything.
Yes.
And you know that. So you have to be the one. You have to be the face to say, all right, I listened to her. This lady got me so excited. She feed me with all the information. And just based on her presentation, I want to be there.
I won't be there.
I won't be in the building.
Right.
And so that's something I provide straight across the board. That's me. Then when it comes to artist affairs, and can I tell you, just recently, had one of the biggest R&B concerts. And I had to deal with six artists.
Who are the six?
The six artists were Joe, Kelly Price, Brian McKnight, Jimmy Cozier, Nishi LS, and Fanchon.
Fanchon is a beast, you hear me?
Okay.
Fanchon is a beast.
I can tell you.
I like her energy.
Yes.
I like her energy.
Yes, Fanchon was so amazing. And when selecting our Bahamian lineup, my mind went on Fanchon and Nishi. Because I've seen them in action. I've followed Nishi from, she was with the rhythm band and fifth place back in those days. Fanchon, when she sang in the restaurant downtown, oh Lord, Senior Frogs. So, yes.
Oh, she used to sing at Senior Frogs.
Yes, she used to sing at Senior Frogs.
Okay.
But now you only know these ladies to be rake and scrape or entertainment.
Right.
But they can actually hold a note.
No,
they can sing. They can.
Fanchon sang at my wedding.
All right.
And she, it was a surprise for my husband. And I said, Fanchon, I need you to do Soul Provider. Fanchon Mash.
You need to hear her sing Dangerously in Love.
They're ready for Fanchon on the show.
But singing it slowly. She slowed down the song.
Stop it.
Yes.
At your concert?
No.
Oh,
no, she didn't sing. But I've seen her in action singing.
What did she sing at your concert?
She sang Killing Me Softly. Oh, Lord. I think it was like a Freddie Jackson song. She had like about six songs she sang.
Okay.
But they put
she took her shoes off because, you know, she had to take her shoes off.
Before she even reached in the middle of the stage.
Shoes was off.
The shoes were off.
That sound right. That sound
so,
right.
So, you know, dealing with them and ensuring that every artist gets the same treatment. My international artists don't get treated no better than my local artists.
Our locals supposed to get treated the goodest.
Okay. So it ain't no, more attention here than here.
If they get peanut butter and apple juice, they should have peanut butter and apple juice too.
Everyone is treated
with respect,
because, you know, I deal with many personalities, especially these artists. They're coming in with their band, they're coming with their management, they're coming with the works.
Yes.
So I have, there are many moving parts. And you have to have the skill of dealing with people.
And you have to have the temperament.
Oh, you have to. Mm-hmm. Oh, can I tell you? You have to.
Okay.
You have to. It's a must.
Okay.
Don't think you could get in this.
No.
And think, yeah, I got this.
No.
No. You have to know how to deal with people. You know how to get things done. And you have to know how to solve problems.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
And when we get to stage management.
Yes.
I'm a woman of time.
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 So do your concerts start on time?
It always starts on time.
Okay.
Always starts on
whether
time.
Whether the crowd there or not, you start on time.
Whether the crowd there or not, that's why one of the things I always stress, I said, anytime you hear me, just know this event is starting on time. The only thing that will ever delay a concert is the weather.
Absolutely.
Nothing or no one else.
Okay.
The runner show.
Is the runner show.
Is the runner show.
Yes.
And if I need to cut you, I am going to cut you. And that's how it goes.
Understood.
Yes.
Understood. Understood, Kishan. Mm-hmm. When you think about the artists themselves, do you think that the playing field is leveled for what we need to have in this country in terms of culture? Do you think we need to have more cultural events? Or do you think we need to have, like how it is in Trinidad or Barbuda and St. Kitts, where we need to have more songs, more creativity, more in school?
One of the things I would say is we have to learn to support each other first.
We don't support each other, Kishan.
We don't support each other. I make no apologies about that. Bahamians don't support Bahamians.
Right.
No matter how talented you are, kisses go by favor, maybe if you're in the clique, but Bahamians don't support Bahamians. A Bahamian artist will come on the stage and they will perform their song.
Yes.
And I will watch the crowd.
You have to read the room.
And they would stand up like statue. Mm-hmm. They would say, wave your hand, clap your hand, move your body, go to the left, go to the right. And y'all would stand still like statue.
Right.
Not statue, statue.
That's statue.
Statue. Yes. I mean, we don't support each other. Even if you pretend in that moment, because it gives the artist, it takes a lot, you hear me, to stand on a stage.
You ask me, you're telling me.
Oh, right, in any capacity.
Yes.
It takes a lot because people are looking at you.
Directly.
Mm-hmm. And you have to put on the nerves. I don't care how many times you go on a stage.
Mm-hmm.
You have some level of, oh, okay, I got to get this.
Yeah.
I got to do this.
Yeah.
I tell people all the time, I am so shy. Don't blink your eyes. I am so shy. I don't like to be pushed at the forefront. I can do it, mind you, but if I don't have to do it,
what if your host didn't show up Saturday night, Kishan?
Then trust you me, Kish, I will be on that stage.
So Kishan, do you have opportunity, like how you had that concert on Saturday? You had an opportunity to go home and bathe and change your clothes, because normally the production says, well, I didn't get a chance to go home and bathe, so I had the same clothes I had on from morning.
Oh, no.
No.
Oh, no, no, no.
You
no,
project
no.
manage your time
I,
out.
I time management is everything. Management is everything. I had an opportunity because my friends challenged me for this concert. Mm-hmm. I usually wear my nice shirt like you
right.
with some jeans and I about my merry way.
Right.
And they were like, no.
Dress up
and fix your makeup. And I like, stage, but luckily, girl, I was fixed because you know Joe pulled me to him, and
what
you know
the man. But what did he do, Kishan? Tell me the story. The Bahamas, we can hear it now. This the man puller. Go ahead, Kishan.
You know,
what happened?
You know, he wanted to take off his jacket, and of course, he needed to you know give it to somebody,
and he gave it to
and
you.
He gave it to me, and me trying to just run and get his jacket and run off.
Yes.
He pulled me to him.
Okay.
And, you know, he kissed me on the forehead.
Hey.
And then the man opened up his ears. He smiled.
Okay.
Now he smiled. Mm. And I tell you this, I don't like men with grills. I don't like men with grills or right. all that stuff on your eye. I like a nice teeth, nice yeah. smile type of guy.
Yeah.
But the man had some platinum stuff on his teeth. Ken Rock, can I tell you? And I think I tap out. I gone black. I gone blank. I couldn't tell you what he said. He said something to me.
Right.
But I couldn't tell you what that man said.
Because you blacked out.
I was it.
But can I tell you, in terms of teeth, right, my mom would always say to me, don't you go on them people TV show and you have big teeth. And I went and I had my teeth cleaned today by Dr. Owen Bastian. And normally I have extreme sensitivity on the right-hand side. But Dr. Owen Bastian did yeoman's effort with my teeth today. And he said, Kenny, you have really good teeth. And I teeth are very important, Keisha.
Very important. I know this is off topic. But
we could talk about anything
people,
on Guardian Radio.
But please, people, go and get your teeth clean.
But Keisha,
oh my gosh.
If y'all could wear the lace frontal, what
please.
You call it?
I call it the curtain thing. Like,
the curtain thing on your head with
the little curvy thing. Please.
If those maybe run you $500, $800. Yeah. If you could get that, you can't get your teeth clean.
For $100?
Keisha, the most you're paying is $150 to get your teeth clean.
Yeah, the most you're getting. Yeah, $150 twice a year.
Every 6 months?
Yeah. So if you all look in the mirror right now.
And you see the thing.
And you see the little something build up on your teeth.
Go clean it.
Yes, yeah.
Call Dr. Owen Bastian. Get your teeth clean.
Right now.
In this very season.
Amen.
Keisha.
Yes.
When you think about production, you have to bring the levy in. You have to have staging and lighting. What is the most important and most expensive part of a production?
Your stage.
The
sound.
Stage and the lighting and the sound.
All that. Yep.
You got to have good sound.
You have to have good sound. I can tell you that.
If the sound ain't right, you're wasting time.
You're wasting time.
Because but I need to feel the sound of Keisha.
You got to feel it. Especially if you're up front or wherever you are, you want to feel that moment. Like, for example, like I took a break. I took a little 5 minutes. I took a little five minutes.
Right.
I needed it. I was on my feet for 48 hours.
Jeez.
And I went in a skybox. Shout out to DigiPrint. I was in their skybox. And I wanted
quite
to.
Quite cool? That's quite cool?
DigiPrint. With, Rashad, those.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And I wanted to experience Brian McKnight.
Yes.
Because my karaoke song is Back at One.
Lord of mercy. Okay.
And so I wanted to experience that. And the sound was amazing. Shouts out to Zaymar.
Kayandra don't play with the sound. Kayandra don't play.
Those, they work hard.
Yes.
I don't know how they do it. Building the stage, breaking that back down. Trust me. That's why when you see people put out their price for their concert.
Their price is their price.
I've had people upset that, I couldn't give them no ticket. But I need some money too.
Okay.
I need some money too. And
Ronnie, you have to build a mortuary.
Ronnie, you have to build a mortuary. Ronnie won DJ set. Ronnie won this. Ronnie won that.
Isn't it amazing how these children get everything and we're in the same clothes from 1945?
Listen, come on.
But I think when it comes up to production, the production side of it is extremely important, and lighting and sound. And just making sure that the engineer has you on point is extremely
that
important.
That part, because that makes or break your performance. Shouts out to Nishi. She had on this nice sequin, and she wanted pink lights. So that was so beautiful on her. So when her pink lights shine, she was it on that stage. She was like dream girls.
All right. And
Fanchon, she had on a black sequence.
Oh, sexy.
She had on
against
a black.
Against Fanchon's skin, I know that was nice.
And I told those ladies, when you lose a little bit of 2 pounds, we show off.
I could tell
and they
you.
They were showing off.
Don't let me get some Ozempic in my hand. You all can't talk to me.
No, man. Just do a little walking.
Man, Keishan, how I could walk on my ankle, Keishan? Help me.
Do a little sit up then.
Keishan, don't put no pressure on me today. Now, listen to me. When it comes up to accomplishments, Keishan, you have accomplished so much across so many different industries.
Mm-hmm.
How do you stay focused, organized, and motivated? Do you have, I see you have 4 phones, Keishan. Who you talk? One for your personal,
man,
and then one for the sweetheart, and then one for the boyfriend. Like, why you have all these phones, Keishan?
I don't have those problems.
Do you stay organized?
Just one is BTC and one is alive. Come on, that's all.
Oh, okay. How do you stay organized. Are you a certified project manager as well?
No, I'm not a certified project manager.
Okay, so how do you stay organized?
I have to be a certified project manager to stay organized?
No. I'm just asking you, along with all of the things that are behind your name, I thought that I might have missed one.
Anything you do, you set out a plan. So when I start my day, when I start my week, I have a plan.
Is every day the same for you?
No, every day is not the same for me. I try to have a routine, and that's from work to work to making time out for myself and exercising, because health as well.
How many jobs do you have, Kishan? You say from work to work.
So work to work to work to work.
You work at 9 to 5?
Yes.
And then you work on five to something else?
Mm-hmm.
And then you do this?
Mm-hmm.
And what else you do, Kishan? Tell us what all you do in one day. Because I want the people to understand that as a woman, you do. Kishan, don't get weird and not answer the question.
No, it's a lot. Okay.
Tell the people what you do.
I wake up. I go to work. And
that's the money anti laundering job, right? From 9 to 5.
Yes, I ensure that, you know, the government purse is, you know,
it's pursing.
It's pursing, you know.
And then what else?
And correction, you said money laundering. I don't
anti money laundering.
Heavy on the anti.
Anti. So you make sure that we are okay.
Yes.
And you are certified anti money laundering specialist.
Yes.
Okay. So you do that from 9 to 5?
Yes, I'm a financial investigator.
You're investigating the stuff?
I can leave that right there.
Okay, let's,
you know, because that's the FBI and me coming in there.
Well, Kishan, all your answers are very FBI-ish. It is so annoying. What do you do after 9 to 5?
I have like my media work that I do. That's daily. Whether it's from TV, production, talk show, stuff like that.
Right.
I plan shows for various talk shows, etc.
Okay.
And then I do a lot of business facilitation. So I assist a lot of businesses in getting things done for their business. From big business.
That is so invasive.
Big businesses. So I fill the gap, basically. I fill the gap.
Well, that's Inland Revenue Services.
All those stuff. Every
clearance shipments.
Everything.
That's what you do.
Everything.
Call in China.
If you need an employee, I find you an employee.
Man.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's exactly what I do.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
This man asks, or this person asks, but Kenny, okay, this next question reads, where was Kishan's husband during this dance, Casey?
I'm not married.
She's not married, the lady says. She is like you, Lady Delavaux. She's a Cat Island blood. Yes, I'm a Cat Island mm-hmm. Campbell from Arthurstown.
Arthurstown, Cat Island. Shouts out to my family, the Bonamys. That's Bonamy.
So all of them from Cat Island,
yes,
Kishan?
Yes, all of them. My maternal side is from Arthurstown, Cat Island, but my father is from Hatchet Bay, Eleuthera.
Okay, and your cousin is my cousin.
Yes.
Koya, uncle's daughter.
So we intertwine.
Yeah.
And then so we literally grew up calling each other cousins.
Yeah.
In any
event.
So.
Yeah. And so I understand that. And I think being a Cat Island woman, you know.
Cat Island woman give you plenty good loving. Oh, my baby, oh. And we know how to cook. We know how to put it down.
Yeah. Put what down, Kishan?
Food. We know how to cook. Man.
Okay.
I just keep it PG.
Ain't no cheering in the car, Kishan.
You sure?
100% sure. Now, Kishan, when we talk about your certified anti-money laundering specialist, right?
Yes.
How has that credentialing influenced your career? And why is compliance beyond that importance in terms of the banking and the fiduciary industry?
Mm.
How does that work for you?
Mm. So, could I tell you how I even get started?
This has to be a story.
Yeah, it has to be a story.
Give us the story, Kishan.
What sparked my interest was during the pandemic,
right?
Believe it or not. And I was watching a documentary on Netflix called The Laundromat.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, ooh.
Uh-huh.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And I got an opportunity to work with the Financial Intelligence Unit.
Okay.
Ta-da! Right?
Yes.
And in working there, I said, I got the opportunity to do this.
Right.
Now, let me show these people I can make it happen.
Keyshawn on the scene.
Keyshawn on the scene.
Right.
And within 6 months of being employed,
yes,
I was certified. New to the field, didn't know anything about anti-money laundering and compliance and SDRs and all of those things. I became certified within 6 months. When my probation was up,
mm-hmm.
I was a certified anti-money laundering specialist.
Just pure motion.
Just pure motion. And it was up from there.
Do you think, Keyshawn, a lot of times people say, oh, y'all ain't need no degree, y'all ain't need no degree, y'all ain't need no piece of paper. But Keyshawn, how do you feel about elevated education?
I dislike hearing that.
Okay.
Can I dislike hearing when people say, oh, you don't need a degree.
Right.
In some cases, you don't need it, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
Some,
because you could be a parking boy.
You could be. You could be a millionaire, too.
Mm-hmm.
But
it's clear that you could be a millionaire,
yeah,
based on things that I've seen around this country. It's clear that you can.
No comments.
No
right?
comment either.
No comments. But trust me, education is so important because what you put in here,
nobody could take from you.
Nobody could take from you.
Ah.
Nobody can take from
talk
you.
Talk it, Keyshawn.
Nobody can take from you.
Right.
And that is something I live by. So that is why I educate myself. That's why I tell people, I could have changed jobs during the pandemic.
Just like that.
Know what? People were losing jobs.
Yes.
But I was changing jobs.
Movement.
In 2020.
2020.
2020.
2020.
I was changing jobs.
Look at God.
Okay.
Okay. Now, Keyshawn, this is our final question before the evening is out.
Mm-hmm.
If you could leave the audience with one piece of advice about building a meaningful and successful career, what would it be?
It will always be to reinvent. Sometimes people get so complacent.
Mm-hmm.
You get very, very, very comfortable with where you're at. Don't get comfortable. Never get comfortable. And in anything you do, you write the vision and you make it plain.
Mm, mm.
Write the vision and make it plain. And I am an advocate of that.
Yes.
I am very prayerful.
Yes.
I'm very, very cognizant of what I want, and I make it happen. I manifest it, basically.
So, Keyshawn, do you have a vision board?
You want me show you my vision board on my phone? On my screen? You see that right there? What is that? You could see, you could make it out?
I can.
Make it out a little. That's my vision board.
Oh, Keyshawn is going off.
Okay.
Okay,
That's my vision
that's
board.
Your vision
that's
board.
My vision board.
And you've accomplished most of those things.
Yes. And what you don't accomplish, you just roll over. You just roll it over into the next year. A challenge myself is writing down 300 things that I want.
300. Why 300?
That's the number. 300 things that I want. It could be small things.
A McDonald's.
Yeah. Just take it off. Just take it off.
How much you've accomplished.
Yes.
I like that, Keyshawn.
It's always a God move, Kenra. Always a God move.
Y'all hear she called me Kenra? Y'all hear that?
Yeah, you have to be intentional.
That is my word for this year. Intentional.
You, man, come on, man. You want me show you? You want me show you intentional?
Intentional.
You want me show you intentional settings?
Show me, Keyshawn.
What that read?
I'm an
intentional woman. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Everything is with intent.
Everything is with intent. I don't let no one disrupt my peace. I take
how do how do you not let anyone disrupt your peace?
I cut it off. What you mean?
Okay.
I say what I say. I mean what I say. And
That's
that. I keep it moving.
But your tone.
Yes.
And you're respectful in
absolutely.
Saying.
Absolutely.
I like that,
Keyshawn. And I love when you talk about forgiveness, too.
Yes.
Because I want people to know it is important to forgive.
Yes.
Because forgiveness is not for the person. It's, forgiveness is for you. And not necessarily because you forgive a person mean that you need to give them access to you.
Access is important. Access denied.
Yes. You could still deny them access, but you forgive them.
Forgive.
Don't hold that heaviness within yourself. But you can move on with your life. You could go your way and love people from a distance. You don't wish people no harm, no ill will. And just keep it moving. And that's how I try to live my life.
I like that.
I don't care what people do to me. You could jerk me in my back. I don't care. My focus is at the forefront.
You just keep it moving.
I have things I want in my life. I'm going to keep making things happen. Education, learning never stops.
I love Keyshawn because I hear you mention no man yet.
No man yet.
You don't want no man, Keyshawn?
I just waiting on Boaz.
Okay, then. I just want to make sure you're looking for something. You can't go to bed in this mansion or whatever you want to go to bed in.
A little cuddle.
Not have no one on the side either.
A little cuddle.
My God, on today.
A little something to dance up to when I take a break off on the stage.
Or when the rhythm band playing. Listen, a little rake and scrape.
Especially when my song, Gypsy Girl, come on.
Gypsy. Hey. You turn on my love like Keyshawn, you like foolishness. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been another very interesting show. You know, yes. We don't have regular conversations here at Guardian 96.9. At Kenny's Corner, we try to have the conversation that uplifts, that entertains, and get you provoked to have even more conversation. This is another fantastic Tuesday. We are almost into July. That's July, August, September, October, November, December.
Make it count. Do it afraid. Let's go.
We have to remember that we have to be intentional about how we move in this time and space, because no man is promised tomorrow. Mm-mm. And we pray that you are intentional about everything that you do. And I want you to remember something. I feel like we take things too lightly, but I want us to know that we must take things personal because people are adults.
Yes.
And so you take things personally because we all know what we are doing in life.
Mm-hmm.
Guardian Radio 96.9, fresh news, smart talk all day. Find you that person that you love, that you like plenty. Put your leg over that man. And Lady Di, I know you're listening to me because I saw you at the wedding on Sunday. This is a shout out to Lady Diana.
Podcast loading.
Oh my gosh. I want you to have a fantastic week. Next week, we will have a cultural sensation on radio. This man has led his group to two straight back-to-back musical wins.
My.
This man is the rhythm band extraordinaire.
Oh.
This man is one family's backline chairman.
Uh-huh.
This man is also my husband.
Ow!
Mr. Ruben Rumpa-Pum-Pum Delavo. He's an independence baby as well.
Okay. Absolutely. Yes,
he's an independence
That's
baby.
That's when the band was formed.
Yes. Okay. Keyshawn, talk it. And so I will have Mr. Ruben Rumpa-Pum-Pum Delavo in studio with me. And we're going to have a conversation about culture. And it's more than just Junkanoo. It's the culture of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be back next week. Kenny's Corner, I am Mrs. Kendanik Delavo. Guardian Radio 96.9. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.